and then Ravens. The struggle is real. Ness.
You can feel the madness.
While everybody's all excited about basketball around here, we are looking to crown the biggest daily annoyance that you have to deal with.
I mean, some of those women's games yesterday were absolutely nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
You know what's been nuts around here?
The struggle is realness.
Trying to get down to the Final Four. So if you missed it, you can check out the entire bracket at annaandraven.com. Forget password. Beat no toilet paper. That's going to the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with when your check engine light comes on. Oh, that's always going to be expensive.
It's a bummer.
Yep. And when you get a stain on the shirt at the start of the day, that beat your Wi-Fi being out.
You know, Wi-Fi being out is an everybody problem. Stain on your shirt, that's a you problem.
It's true. It's true. So now here's how it works. You can call 1-800-330-9999 or text the same number your vote. And today you're going to vote who's going to be the final one to make it to the Final Four. And up first, when your phone battery is dead. Oh, gosh. Or when it gets to the red and it says 3% left, like that feeling in your chest.
There's nothing worse than when you wake up to that and you realize that you don't have a charger cord in the car or at work.
Yes. Producer Julie went to the office squad and spoke with former producer John to see why he hates that.
I mean, we use these things for literally every single aspect of our life. I don't know if I got, you know, something from my son's mother. She's texting me about something. I don't know if I got something from work. I don't know if I've got something that I was supposed to do. Now my calendar is down. It's literally it's your whole life. Imagine if your entire life just shut down out of nowhere and there was no way for you to get it back up.
It's a great escape, I will point out. I will also say that everybody that is messaging John is actually telling him about something he didn't do.
And I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it.
I was just saying, I always feel like a child when I'm like, my battery was dead. I feel like it's almost, like I feel guilty, like I have done something wrong when I have to tell somebody, oh, my phone battery died. That's why I missed it. That's why I didn't see that text.
That's the new thing that kids do when they go to school, right? Oh, my Chromebook is dead. Right? Like, oh, sorry.
All right, so what could possibly go up against your phone battery dying? How about when you step in something wet and you only have socks on?
I don't like the squishy feeling that is in my feet. And the best part about it is I won't ever wash them.
What? You don't wash your socks?
No, these are 2 months old.
So they would just be wet until they dried.
Yep.
That's disgusting.
What, Norm?
I don't know what's happening there. there's nothing worse than when you get home and you've changed into, like, you know, your pajamas, house clothes, sweatpants, whatever, and you're running around with socks, and then you step in that puddle.
There's a couple places, pitfalls in my home.
Yeah.
One, sometimes where the ice comes out of the ice machine.
Something always drops out.
One falls down.
Yeah,
a puddle there. Or if I have to go into the garage,
the
floor is always wet in the garage, and even though I walk on my tippy toes, nope. I'll still step in it. Oh, it's the worst.
My dogs haven't had an accident in my house in over 10 years at this point. But, you know, at the same time, every time you step in something wet, you're like, wait a minute. You turn around like, is this going to be the time?
All right. So now it's up to you. You have to vote. You can call us 1-800-330-9999 or you can text what's making it to the Final Four, your phone battery being dead or stepping in something wet when you only have socks on. We need to crown a winner today. So if you missed it, we are in the struggle is realness. It's our version of March Madness, but it's about daily things that drive you absolutely nuts. And today's matchup was when your phone battery is dead or you get like the red and it's like 3% left.
Oh,
yeah.
And that's the worst, like when you're in the car, too. I don't know about you, but my phone doesn't charge fast enough if I'm using GPS.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Like I'm counting down to my impending doom. If I don't know where I'm going, I may never make it there.
Yep. And then it was up against a very worthy competitor, stepping in something wet when you only have socks on.
Terrible.
Yes. And it's interesting because this was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. On Instagram and Facebook, our polls were tied at 50%, straight down the middle at 50%. But when I went to the phones and calculated the phone votes and the texts, wet socks actually wins.
I want to put one up there, too. Wet sock in somebody else's house. You walk in, you take the shoe off, and now at some point you've stepped in something wet at somebody else's house. You don't know what that was.
So gross.
Terrible.
Yeah, so wet socks, stepping in something wet with your socks on is going to make it to the Final Four. Congratulations.